CBC should leave Twitter after its main account was labeled government-funded media by the social media platform, at least one public policy expert says. Unless the label issued Sunday changes as quickly as it was applied, Vass Bedner said the public broadcaster should find other ways to stay connected with Canadians because the tag erroneously positions CBC as an extension of the government that is not intellectually independent. In the immediate moment, it feels like an opportunity to refresh the public's understanding of how they're funded and how they maintain their editorial independence, said Bedner, the executive director of McMaster University's Master of Public Policy in Digital Society. Her remarks come less than a day after Twitter added the label to the @CBC account, a move federal conservative leader Pierre Poilievre had been pushing for. Twitter's website defines government-funded media as outlets where the government provides some or all of the outlet's funding and may have varying degrees of government involvement over editorial content. Twitter's policy links to a Wikipedia page listing publicly funded broadcasters, it said it may use in determining when this label should be applied. CBC does not meet those criteria, media relations director Leon Marr argued Sunday, because it is publicly funded through a parliamentary appropriation that is voted upon by all MPs, and its editorial independence is protected in law in the Broadcasting Act. The CBC's board of directors determines how the funding it receives is spent. In 2021-22, the CBC received more than $1.2 billion in government funding, a decrease from about $1.4 billion the year before. That compares with other revenue of $650 million in 2021-22 and $500 million the year before. CBC has not tweeted from its main account since the new label was applied, though it continues to issue tweets on its other accounts, which have not received a tag. The broadcaster did not immediately respond to a Monday request for comment about what it plans to do with its presence on Twitter or if it would be exiting the platform. Twitter responded to multiple requests for comment about why the label was applied and whether it would be removed or changed with an auto-generated email bearing a poop emoji. Last week, National Public Radio, NPR, announced it would quit Twitter over the social media company labeling it state-affiliated media, a term often associated with outlets controlled by authoritarian regimes. Twitter later changed the label to government-funded media and began doling it out to other publishers including the BBC, which had previously been named as an exception to the state-affiliated media label. The BBC's label was later changed to publicly funded media. Dwayne Wincik is still considering what action CBC should take, but the professor at Carleton's University's School of Journalism and Communication believes CBC should at least team up with NPR and other public service media outlets to develop a shared strategy for dealing with the whims of social media giants. Maybe working towards a more joined-up action would be a great way to go, and if all public service broadcasters yank their services from Twitter, I think that's an interesting point to be made and it will give them much more clout, he said. Wincik said Twitter's labeling of CBC's account is hugely problematic because it doesn't capture some of the nuances of CBC's funding and its editorial independence. He though the move was meant to delegitimize the CBC and public service media, highlighting why it's important that platforms such as Twitter not have unbridled power to unilaterally impose labels like this that have the effect of influencing the conditions and distribution of news media. The changes were made as Elon Musk, the billionaire behind Tesla and SpaceX, continues to lead the company he bought for $44 billion last October. He has since pledged to make several changes to the platform, including removing verified blue check marks for users that don't pay for his subscription service and recently, temporarily changed its blue bird logo to a Shiba Inu dog, a reference to the Dogecoin cryptocurrency he has invested in. I think every incremental, strange, random change that Elon Musk has made to Twitter seems like it's fundamentally a test of the user stickiness, said Bedner. Are people actually going to exit the platform? Do they have an alternative or are they willing to extinguish or silence their digital voices? This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 17, 2023. Tara Deschamps, The Canadian Press.